This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. To a group of women in Fairmont, Minnesota, it seemed like a simple idea. The United States has a Department of State which promotes America's interests overseas. We have a Department of Defense which fights for them. Why not also have a Department of Peace, which would promote creative ways to avoid conflicts? A coalition of human rights groups has been campaigning for the idea, and several women in Fairmont tried to help late last year. Instead, they triggered fears in their community about the very survival of America. NPR's Daniel Zwerdlin reports.
First, let me tell you about Fairmont. This is the government seat of Martin County, population 10,000. It's 97% white. A big majority usually votes Republican. And the number one business is hog farms. And now, meet the women who got people riled up about the Department of Peace.
Now, wait a minute, guys. Don't forget the ice cream.
This is the Fairmont Peace Club. They meet about once a month. They got together on a recent Tuesday at Judy Paulson's place, which overlooks a frozen lake.
Hi, Ruth. Oh, what a beautiful jacket.
There's a lot of gray hair in this room. The club's been a fixture in Fairmont forever.
Hi, I'm Ginny Reed-Essel, and I've been in this peace group since 1964.
I'm Mary Dawn Kislingberry, and I've been in peace studies 46 years, I think.
Are you a hotbed of radicals in this group?
I'm pretty quiet.
The women say this peace club has never had anything to do with politics. They joined to learn about the world. They've hosted exchange students from Africa and Asia. They've watched a video that one of their sons made in Iraq. He's been fighting there with the army. And when the women learned there's a national campaign to create a Department of Peace, Ruth Drought figured,
we got to do something to help us be more peaceful. I didn't think it was controversial. I thought everybody wanted peace.
Yeah. In fact, remember Benjamin Rush, who signed the Declaration of Independence? Rush wanted the new country to have a peace office to balance the impulse to go to war. Well, now, leap ahead more than 200 years, because at the moment, more than 60 Democrats in Congress have co-sponsored a bill to create a Department of Peace and Nonviolence. The department would promote the strategy called conflict resolution. This approach views all the various sides as equal partners in negotiations. Jimmy Carter and Nelson Mandela are some of the best-known advocates. Judy Paulson loves the part of the bill that says whenever there's a potential conflict, whether in the U.S. or overseas, the Secretary of Peace would sit down with the President's cabinet and recommend creative solutions.
I can imagine some people saying, come on, it's too touchy-feely, it's too Pollyanna, too...
Peace is strategy, just like war. But it takes a lot of hard work and skillful people that have been trained. So this is not a Pollyanna idea. It's a great idea.
It turns out that almost 20 city councils across the country agree. The councils in Detroit and Chicago and Newark and Atlanta have all passed resolutions supporting the Department of Peace.
For Fairmont City Council for Monday, November 13, 2006, to order. Roll call, please.
Anderson.
Here.
And last November, just here. After the elections... Yeah. The women persuaded their own town council to pass one, too. They met in the council chambers across the street from the old courthouse with a towering dome.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Fairmont City Council adopts this resolution to create a United States Department of Peace and Nonviolence, passed, approved, and adopted this 13th day of November, 2006.
The vote was unanimous, 5-0.
Signed, Chuck Groth, Mayor.
Then came the backlash. Early next morning, a resident named Jerome Cordham picked up the Fairmont Sentinel over breakfast. And there was the banner headline, Fairmont backs Department of Peace.
I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I said, how can they do this? These communists are trying to do it again.
The city council was barraged by phone calls. People were so upset that the city council called another hearing just 2 weeks later.
Call a regular meeting for Fairmont City Council for Monday, November 27th. 2006 to order. Roll call, please.
There was only one thing on the agenda. Should the council overturn their own resolution endorsing the Department of Peace?
Because there's so many people here, I think we're going to have to restrict the amount of time that you have to speak. So other than that, we'll be here until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Critics walked to the Wood Veneer podium one by one, and they faced the Fairmont Council.
Gene Hackett.
Hackett said he's never read a single word of the congressional bill to create a Department of Peace. Hackett's a financial advisor in Fairmont. The American flag waves outside his office across the street from JCPenney. He said he went to the Department of Peace website because he intended to read the bill. But as soon as he saw the peace sign, he clicked on quit.
Now, I grew up under the time where my generation was involved with peace. And it was during the Vietnam War. The things that my generation stood for with that peace symbol was wrong. It was bad. And all I had to do was go on the website and find the peace symbol as one of their symbols for me to know that I wanted nothing to do with the program. It's as simple as that.
Anyone else?
Critics saw a dark plot lurking in the Department of Peace.
Pete Moore from 400 West Anna. To me, the frightening thing about this whole thing is it's a huge, humongous push to get the United Nations foot in the door. And their total goal, if you study up on it all, is to take away our sovereignty.
There's a lot of you know me. My name is Jerome Cordham. A bunch of people come here and put peace on you. A fluffy peace thing. A fluffy children thing. You know, there's no reason for this kind of stuff. It's wrong, wrong, wrong. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
My name is Neil Breitbarth. The ramifications of this bill are huge.
Breitbarth is a political leader in Fairmont. He's on the Republican Party's State Central Committee.
Please don't be misled into believing that all this is talking about is peace. The bill goes on to say that the new Department of Peace will follow the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We would have to follow what the UN says instead of what we, our elected officials, or the Supreme Court say. This UN view of human rights is not the same as our view of human rights, but is more closely aligned with the view held by all communist nations.
The hearing was finally over. One of the council members made a motion to overturn their earlier resolution that supported the Department of Peace.
Okay, we have a motion to rescind on the floor. Roll call, please, Lois.
Smith?
No.
Anderson?
Yes.
Claire?
Yes.
Gorin?
No.
Lucas?
Extremely hard decision, yes.
The Department of Peace resolution was dead.
Thank you very much.
It's been a few months now since the Department of Peace rattled Fairmont. But I went there recently to talk with townspeople because I wanted to understand what happened. There was almost no connection between what the critics claimed the Peace Department would do and what the congressional bill actually says. The proposal seemed to trigger fears that went way beyond the bill itself.
Where in the bill does it say that the United Nations would control the United States?
I haven't looked at this for a couple months now.
It's a freezing afternoon, and I'm visiting the Republican leader, Neil Breitbarth. He owns a store on the road out of Fairmont, where he sells pressure washers to clean hog barns. A friend named Dwayne Roloff joins us. He used to run the local Republican Party, and he testified at the council hearing, too. At the moment, they're scouring the congressional bill for the section that they say would give the UN power over America. Finally, Breitbarth thinks he's found it.
Well, it says, Section 102C, it says international responsibilities. The secretary shall advise the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State on blah, 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 blah.
Well, that doesn't say the UN would run America. But Roloff says he's getting close.
There are things such as in, it comes under Title IV, Establishment of a Peace Day.
Peace Day.
Peace Day, yeah.
You mean like Earth Day or?
Yep.
Arbor Day?
Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, but we're going to have a Peace Day.
Turns out that's not the section either. Breitbarth and Roloff never do find the passage that says the UN would control the United States, but they still believe the Department of Peace would send a dangerous message to America's enemies.
It sounds like you're saying, in effect, when people talk about we want peace, it's almost a way of saying, and we are weak.
Yes.
The word peace means I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah.
Just before I left Fairmont, I posed the same question to one more resident who testified at the council hearing. Jerome Cordham was a Navy bomber pilot during the Vietnam War. He answered more bluntly.
If Congress created a Department of Peace, what do you worry that America would become in a way that troubles you?
a bunch of wusses.
The townspeople in Fairmont who opposed the Department of Peace might not need to worry. Dozens of Democrats in Congress have endorsed the latest bill, but the party's leaders have ignored it. So the idea might stay where it has for more than 200 years, in limbo. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
And you can read the current congressional bill and learn more about the campaign for U.S. Department of Peace throughout American history by coming to the NPR website, npr.org.